Rachel Morin's family believes accused illegal alien killer has more American victims. By John Binder on June 19, 2024. The Angel family of 37-year-old Rachel Morin, a mother of five children, believe the illegal alien accused of murdering their loved one likely has more American victims. On August 5, 2023, Rachel Morin was last seen heading out for a walk at the Ma and Pa Heritage Trail in Bel Air, Maryland, in Harford County. When Morin did not return home, her boyfriend, Richard Tobin, reported her missing. The following day, her body was found on the side of the trail. On June 15, the Tulsa Police Department announced that they had arrested 23-year-old Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador with ties to the MS-13 gang, in connection with Morin's rape and murder as well as a violent assault of a 9-year-old girl and her mother in Los Angeles, California. Since Martinez Hernandez's arrest, Morin's sister Rebecca tells the New York Post that she believes Rachel is not the only American victim of the illegal alien. "Something we've been concerned about is that there are other victims out there, whether they were attacked and it ended the same way as my sister. Or maybe there are some out there who are still alive but never came forward," Rebecca told the Post. "Hopefully now they do come forward. Somebody who commits these types of crimes does them because they don't care," Rebecca continued. "They don't think about what they are doing, and a person who doesn't care about human life can easily do this to anybody they come across." On Facebook, Tobin wrote that the news of Martinez Hernandez's arrests was really indescribable and said he wants to see his girlfriend's accused killer locked up for the rest of his life. "I try to forgive, but I swear, on everything I love, you're going to rot in jail for the rest of your sorry life," Tobin wrote. Morin's rape and murder has swept national headlines after the young mother became only the latest American woman to seemingly fall victim to open borders. In July 2022, Angel mom Tammy Noples' 20-year-old daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was murdered in her bedroom in Maryland, allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien MS-13 gang member whom the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released and resettled in the United States. Noples has testified before Congress regarding Hamilton's murder, advocating for fierce enforcement of federal immigration law. She told the New York Post that President Joe Biden has no interest in preventing these types of crimes from happening. "He is the one that is welcoming the illegal immigrants here," Noble's said of Biden, saying she is unfortunately aware of the pain and suffering Morin's family is currently going through. "I am incredibly saddened that something like this has occurred again. I understand what Rachel's mom and family are going through and the nightmare that they have to endure every day," Noble said. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, responsible for carrying out the administration's catch-and-release network, pushed back on the accusation that the agency is partially responsible for Morin's murder. "A criminal is responsible for the criminal act," Mayorkas told CNN. "The criminal who committed this heinous act should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law, and forcefully so. That is my response." Martinez Hernandez crossed the United States-Mexico border in February 2023, fleeing murder charges in his native El Salvador. According to law enforcement, Martinez Hernandez murdered a young woman in his home country in January 2023, just a month before he successfully crossed the southern border. Martinez Hernandez remains in Tulsa Police Department custody, and Maryland officials have until early July to have him extradited to the state to face charges for Morin's rape and murder. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.